Certainly, and this year seems to be so different from the past that southern people, they're all ringing about our 2 day. I think it's the fact that there's a lot of people on holiday, and I was in a few places recently, and they were all talking about Sligo races.
And I suppose as well with Galway being on this week and Sligo coming next week, it's a good time of the year for racing in that part of the country.
Very much so. People go to Galway, and on their way back they take in Sligo, or you get people who may not attend Galway, but they'll always come and take a few days in Sligo and go racing on both days.
What can we expect then over the course of the 2 days? What's happening on the Wednesday? Because that is obviously down to the flat horses.
Yes, we have an exceptional card on Wednesday. It's an all-flat card, and we're featuring the Connacht Oaks and the Connacht Derby. All the top trainers, Aidan O'Brien, Andy Oliver, Jim Bulger, all the top jockeys will be here that day. And Thursday then, it's all National Hunt, and it's also Ladies' Day on the Thursday.
You, of course, are the racecourse manager, and we're always looking for an odd tip here and there. Brian, I suppose, can you sort of point us in the direction of any of the big names that are coming over the course of the 2 days?
All the big names are here. Entries closed yesterday. We won't know the runners for next Wednesday until 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And on Thursday, we won't know what's running until Wednesday at 10. But certainly going on the entries, I think there'll be exceptional racing both days. To give you a tip, I couldn't, not at this stage.
And it's Thursdays as Ladies' Day, and that, of course, is a hugely popular day.
It's really gone from strength to strength. Littlewoods Ireland are sponsoring, and the judge on that day is Maura Duran, and the first prize for the best-dressed lady is €1,500 shopping spree, and the 9 finalists will each receive €100 shopping voucher.
And just over the course of the year, how many fixtures would the racecourse hold, Brian?
We have 8 meetings here running from the 1st of May until the 1st of October. They're mostly evening and 2 Sundays.
And over the last couple of years, there has been renovations done to the course and a lot of money spent in the area, Brian.
That is true. We had a big redevelopment in 2013. We spent over $2.5 million. We're very proud of spending that type of sort of money in recession. But our facilities that we have in Sligo now are way over the standard you would expect.
And I suppose if you want to keep continuing to bring in the big name trainers and the big name jockeys and the big name horses, you have to move forward.
You have to move. We spend a lot of money on the track also, because there's no point in having facilities if you haven't got a proper racing surface. And definitely, we have improved the racing surface considerably over the last 4 to 5 years. And as a result, we're getting all the top trainers to send horses to run in Sligo.
We always like to plug the Donegal men. Martin Harley has been a winner at Sligo in the past as well, before he went a step up in England.
Before Martin left to start riding in England, one of his last rides and winners was here at an August meeting. Martin, when he was apprentice to Jim Bulger, was a regular rider to visit Sligo on flat days.
And does the event this coming Wednesday and Thursday, do you expect to get a big Donegal contingent heading for Sligo?
I would expect we get great support from Donegal, Derry, Fermanagh, Tyrone, the northern area generally. They all love the racing. Some of them love the flat. Some of them love the National Hunt. So we have something for everybody over the 2 days.
Okay then, Brian, many thanks for talking to us this weekend, and looking forward to the races next Wednesday and Thursday, and hopefully you'll get a huge crowd, and hopefully the weather will benefit you as well.
Well, I've been talking to the Met Office, and they have told me that even though there's a few days to go before we race, the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday is quite promising.